So I told y'all I wasn't done. So I realize now that I didn't properly introduce myself to the people that don't know me. If you don't know me, my name is Emma. If you do know me, hey, how you doing? But I am the youngest spawn of Elizabeth Kelly and the youngest grand spawn of Robert and Barbara Ball. Wonderful people, wonderful people. If you haven't met them, please meet them. They're amazing. I love them. So this year's youth mission trip was very interesting. We had a great time hanging out with the rest of our youth group, and truly only our youth group, singing songs, my personal favorite being a 60s party. If you ask nicely enough, and I'm with some other people that were there, I might sing it. There's a slight chance. And working at some of the mission sites. I was at a local food bank because that area was very industrialized, and once the industries moved out of that area, it became very poor. So there's a food bank called God's Storehouse there. Google it, I don't know, but you might be able to donate. It's a great place. And they had a lot of, and they were handing out crates and boxes of food to people because they didn't have it. And it was definitely a new experience for all of us. But we made the most of it, and at the end, meeting new people and making new friends, after at least the 2 days of silence in my Bible study class. And in this trip, it was a church camp setting. It was at a college. There was worship every night where we sang songs and listened to a sermon. There was also a morning celebration. Now, when I say this, this was my least favorite part of the day. we participated in every single morning. It was intended to wake us up and energize us, but it just made me want to go back to my apartment and cry in my bed. It ended up being our morning workout, too, with the amount of times we sat down and stood back up again. In morning celebration alone, we probably did at least 50 squats over the entire week. There was also Bible study every day, and with our Bible study groups, we went to our different sites. I was alone. I don't like being alone with people I don't know. I had no one, no youth group leaders like the wonderful and amazing Miss Mary Goodman, wherever she is, Mr. and Mrs. Reno, and my personal favorite, Ryan. We went out to these sites, and there were various sites everywhere. So really, there was also a camp activity every afternoon after we got back from our work sites. There was one during free time that was optional to go to, and there was one that was not optional to go to. The free time's one we didn't go to. We didn't leave if we didn't have to. So the thing that was so different about this mission trip was that we weren't with our church groups for the most of the day. On the first day, they split us up into Bible study groups, and each Bible study group had a team name, which was a color, shape, and a number, like green square 45 or blue triangle 10. So each person in our group was in a different Bible study class. And it was difficult to be split up, surrounded by people we didn't know, but we ended up making friends with the people in our group. And it was just a great experience, because I could have never met these people if I didn't go and wasn't split up. And so Bible study lasted for about 2 hours, and then we were off to our mission sites. And each mission site was different. There were mission sites involving playing with children and renovating houses, building things, sorting food, painting 1 to 2 and building bat houses, painting murals, and so much more. Each mission site was assigned to 1 to 2 Bible study groups, and those groups were in charge of completing the mission work on site. We were only at our mission sites for 3 hours? Not sure on that. My wonderful Ava Scott, the beautiful, amazing, wonderful Ava, wrote this sermon, and I added my own personal twist to this. I love her. And each day after our mission work, we went back to our apartment and had 2.5 hours of free time with our church group. And it was definitely my favorite part of the day. We got to relax and hang out with our church group, call our parents, play music, and take a shower, which was a favorite amongst the people that worked outdoors. I remember one time, Lexi, my wonderful, sweet, amazing Lexi, comes back from her work site and goes, "I'm taking a shower." And we go, "But Lexi, there's the rec party afterwards. You're going to get dirty." And she goes, "I don't care. I'm taking a shower now." And after free time, we had an afternoon activity, which was usually organized by the camp. And we agreed that some of the activities were definitely better than the others. But a couple of these were the highlights of the week. The first day, we went to a rec party. This could be explained as a friendly competition between Bible study groups. It involved lots of water, colored dye, and face paint. Well, you put a bunch of teenagers in a giant circle with tubs of with a large amount of face paint. There were a lot of kids that came out looking like Shrek afterwards. We were all racing to the showers when it was over. Unfortunately, there were 2 showers in our apartment and 8 people. And since I had the first shower the night before, I thought that it was only fair that I let other people have the shower before me. There was not enough time for me to have a shower that night. So luckily, it was cool enough the next day as to where I could wear pants to cover up the green handprints on my legs. The next activity was a Christmas party in June. Some of us wore costumes, and we danced to a few Christmas songs. This was probably our least favorite activity. Well, at least it was mine. And the third day was by far our favorite activity. It was the church group free night. We were allowed to go wherever we wanted with our church group, as long as we were back by worship, which was at 9. Free time started at 2:30. And we went mini golfing and had a pleasant dinner at Olive Garden. The last day was the variety show. Our amazing Julia Scott and Victoria Pittman, who unfortunately could not be here today, both sang songs on stage, and it was amazing, by the way. They're great. They're kind of the best. And we watched some other talented people do skits, monologues, and songs. And next we went to worship. Worship started at 8 or 9 o'clock after the day started at 8 or 9 o'clock, and it was a long day, so we were all exhausted. And it lasted for about an hour, usually ran longer. And we sang songs and listened to a sermon. The first 2 sermons were our favorite, and we could all agree that the pastor was an amazing public speaker. The morning celebration was the first thing in the morning after breakfast. We sang songs and learned some dances and had a great time playing some games. Every morning they would call a few church groups up to play a game on stage. Our church was called up on the first night, so Ryan and I went up. Well, Ryan's name is Private, So when asked for his name, he said George Foreman. George and I were chosen to play a game that involved stacking blocks as fast as we could. We didn't win. But it was an amazing memory, because at the end, Ryan goes, "Quick, get off the stage! Go, go, go!" We definitely lost in last place. Well, one of the best parts was the next day at breakfast. Another youth leader went up to Ryan and very confidently went, "How you doing, George?" The theme of the staff had chosen that week was enough. And believe me, by the end of that week, I had enough of that word. Each day, there was a different verse that explained the word in a different way. The first day, we learned that God is enough. In Bible study, we read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and learned how God was enough to save them from the furnace. We sang, "Your grace is enough," in worship, and listened to a sermon about how God is always with us, no matter how hard life may be. The next day, we talked about how we are enough. We discussed Jesus' genealogy, and how none of his ancestors were perfect, but they were all important in their own way. And we learned that God created us to be enough, and that God didn't make mistakes. On the third day, we learned that there is enough in the world. We read the parable of the rich man who stored up more grain than he needed, only to find out he would die the next day. The Bible study leaders told us to share what we had with those who are less fortunate than others, than ourselves. The verse of the day was Matthew 6:36. "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. You are not much more valuable than they." On the fourth day, we learned that we should stand up for what we believe in when we've had enough. We learned about the injustices in the world and how we can change them. In Bible study, we read the first few chapters of the book of Esther and talked about how she stood up for her people. The verse of week two, the verse of the week was 2 Corinthians 12:9a. Jesus said to me, "My grace is enough for you because power is made perfect in weakness." Then God, the things God does for us, even though we don't deserve it, is enough. When we admit that God's grace is enough for us and that his grace is all we need, his power is made perfect. And finally today, I want to share a little story about the last day at our mission site for me. And trust me, my pain is made for your pleasure. So on the last day at our mission site, I was helping people take their food to their cars. And I get very bad anxiety from doing this because I don't like going up and talking to strangers and like that. Hence, silence for the first 2 days of Bible study. Well, one of the people I helped was a Hispanic lady and her four kids. Now, this lady only spoke Spanish. And when I say only spoke Spanish, I mean her kids were her translators. This, me, having just finished, and this heightened my anxiety by about 10 notches, because I'm not just going through one person, I'm going through several. At one point, the lady stops at the shop with shampoo and conditioner and other non-food necessities. But she needed to go out to her car first, so I tell her this. And she sends me out with her oldest and youngest child. So her oldest child is probably 9 or 10, and the youngest is probably 1 or 2 and in a stroller. So I take her food out and put it in her car and everything. But on my way to the car, I run into a pothole. Because mind you, this is a non-profit food bank. They can't really afford to repave their road. So I end up about 2 days later with a giant bruise on my shin from running into the pothole and then running into the cart. And as I do this, the lady and her other children are walking up behind me, and she sees this. So I take the food out and I put it in the car, and me, having just finished Spanish 1, decides to ask her if she needs anything else in Spanish. So I say, ¿estás bien? And she gets so excited that I speak Spanish that she starts speaking rapid-fire Spanish about how she has 4 cuts on her stomach and then actually starts to pull up her shirt and show me 2 of them. And I'm literally dying on the inside at this point. And I want to just go home and curl into my bed and cry. And when I say go home, I don't mean back to the apartment. I mean home, home. And so I'm freaking out on the inside at this point and a little on the outside. And so I tell her I'm sorry in Spanish, and then I go and I hightail it out of there. Like, if you've ever seen me doing my granny needs to get to that sale before it closes and I have 10 minutes in the mall walk, you know, my mom has seen it. She can tell you how fast it is. But I'm not trying to actually visibly show that I'm about to sprint away. So I go back into the building and I'm telling the people in my group about this. And one of the boys in my group is telling me, it's okay, calm down, it's all right, you got this, it's over, it's done with. And I'm like, thank you, but I'm not okay. But luckily, though, my Bible study leader came in right after that and moved me to a different station. And I was telling her about this, and she gets me a Gatorade, and she has me sit down for a few minutes and just relax and not become a giant bundle of stress like I am. But by the end of the week, we were all tired and ready to go home. However, we will never forget this mission trip and the memories we made with our church, and how we were able to go out of our comfort zones and make new friends we made during the week. Now, we prepared a short slideshow that were of pictures that was taken this week. Probably not a lot of them show us as a group because we were split up, but if you see me uncomfortably smiling under a hat, it's because I didn't want to be there. All right, thank you for this and for letting me speak to you. Enjoy the slideshow and have a wonderful rest of your day.